Canmore. Leaping into the air with her head above the net, Canmore Wolverines Tasman Monroe's mighty swap spiked down the bronze medal game winner with an exclamation point. Defeating Zone's rival and Cochrane's Bow Valley Bobcats in three sets, the senior girls' high school volleyball team is walking away with more than hardware at their home tourney at Canmore Collegiate High School on September 23rd-24. The talented team has faith that the elusive provincials tournament is well within reach this year. "We have a really deep team this year, lots of experience, and we can throw people around in different positions and roles," said head coach Darren Anderson. "We do have the talent to be at provincials this year, and that's certainly a goal." In a historically tough Zones, the provincials drought for the senior girls team has lasted since 2009. However, coaches and players alike believe the 2022 team has what it takes to get over the hump, especially after a strong showing in Canmore. "We're trying to make it to provincials, so we would have to come in the top two at Zones," said Monroe, a grade 11 left side. "That's our big goal." In the semis, Canmore played Louis St. Laurent Barons out of Edmonton in "one of the best matches I've been involved in for a number of years now," said longtime coach Anderson. The Wolverines lost in two sets, 28-26, 25-23, but showed their immense potential. "We played an excellent match, we just came out on the losing end of it," said Anderson. "I think that allowed us to play well in the bronze medal match." With the magic touch in the final set, Monroe reeled off six straight serving points in the bronze game after the Bobcats gained a 3-0 advantage. Her spike ended the final set, 15-10, and closed out the matchup with the rival. "It's always about playing our best and the rest will follow," Monroe said. "Like, if we play our game and we win, that's great, but if we play an awesome game and we're proud of how we're playing and lose, that's okay too. But it's obviously great to win, and we're really happy to win bronze." In the tourney, the Wolverines were without one of their top players, Jade Smith, who fell awkwardly and broke her arm during a game in September. However, the starting left side player is expected to recover and return just before the Wolverines make a run at provincials. "We will be good, and then we'll add in an elite player later in the season," said Anderson. "We're going to keep pushing toward that and hopefully get the girls that provincials experience." The road to provincials starts at Zones, taking place the second week of November.